And this week's issue of the journal Nature has a cover story report warning that tropical forests are losing their ability to absorb carbon dioxide. Scientists say that could speed up accumulation of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Daniel Grossman with the Pulitzer Center reports.
3 years ago, I joined Belgian ecologist Wannes Hubau in a rainforest parcel twice the size of a football field in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He and his crew were recording the diameter and height of every mature tree, then he numbered each tree with a tag.
These tropical forests are providing a huge benefit to society.
Professor Simon Lewis at the University of Leeds in England sent Hubau to Africa to collect data on the jungle trees. He says it's important to study the health of these trees because they slow down climate change.
They're absorbing carbon from the atmosphere.
Lewis estimates that in the 1990s, tropical jungles around the world absorbed 17% of the carbon dioxide that we pumped into the air by burning fossil fuels. But the paper in this week's issue of Nature says the amount of carbon absorbed by tropical forests, the tropical carbon sink, is dwindling. Scientists reported a decline in the Amazon, the largest rainforest, 5 years ago. And this new study reveals the same effect in the world's second largest jungle in Africa. Ecologist Hubau says the data was hard to collect. His new research required multiple visits to 244 plots in 11 countries. Scores of researchers contributed. Each time, they measured every living tree and noted down which trees had died.
And with that data, we could calculate how much carbon they are taking from the atmosphere through growth, but then also how much they are releasing through their trees that are dying.
The paper discloses that carbon uptake in the most intensely monitored sites began declining in 2010. Hubau, Lewis, and others combined data from their African plots with data from the Amazon sites to create a computer model of forest behavior that forecasts future carbon uptake. It predicts a rapid decline.
The Amazon will turn into a net carbon source in the mid-2030s.
In other words, it won't capture carbon anymore.
And then in Africa, the forest will decline by the 2030 by about 14% and will continue to decline after that.
Lewis says the reason is obvious.
What's changed is the increasing impact of higher temperatures and occasional severe droughts.
To put it simply, climate change is undermining a key limit on the rate of climate change, the kind of a positive feedback loop that scientists have feared.
This is a really important finding.
Richard Betts is a top government scientist in the UK. He says this demise of the tropical carbon sink is serious.
That may accelerate the rate of buildup of CO2 in the atmosphere and therefore accelerate the rate of climate change and make it faster than we expected.
Bett says the need to reduce burning fossil fuel appears to be more urgent than previously thought. For Here and Now, this is Daniel Grossman.